When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. The best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, it's another sunny day here in Greater Seattle area. And speaking of sunny, his orange jacket across the table from me, Animal World's production engineer, Gary Hill, is here. Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
You have a sidekick today?
Yeah.
Billy.
Billy's here.
Billy doesn't have a microphone, so he can't say hi.
Yeah.
Billy's here because you're leaving us again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
We're having a very interesting show, so you're going to break in Billy on an unusual Animal World day. We'll talk about that in a minute or so. But Billy's here. So today, everything's Billy's fault.
Yes.
Shall we say it? Shall we blame everything? And then when you're gone, everything's your fault. So that sounds like...
It's funny how that works.
Yeah, we can turn that around. All right, and quiet as a mouse. Very good in the other room.
It's never my
fault. Oh, see, she can't keep her mouth shut. That will be Animal World's co-producer and call screener, Sandy Gaston, is here. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
Happy Seafair, everyone.
Oh, I heard Sandy was going to do a hydroplane.
Yeah.
Hydroplane impression.
She was?
Yeah, right, good. I hate Seafair.
Well, now let me tell you, though, the first thing coming across I-90 today, I don't know, Sandy, you came across too. Gary, you come around south, so you didn't come up. But, you know, I was pretty surprised. I assumed, because it's Seafair Sunday, hydros, blue angels, all that sort of thing, and a Seattle tradition, and that it's really gorgeous weather, that the lake would be packed, which is usually, it's not. The log boom isn't even full. There were very few boats around the lot, out in the lake. Usually it's covered. Even at 8 o'clock in the morning when I'm coming across, there's usually a lot out there. And so everybody either is arriving late or the crowd is real down this year.
Everyone had to sell off their boat.
Do you think that's it? It's the economy? Wow.
Well, and it's hot, too. It's really hot. I was watching the news and the people were complaining, even out being out on the lake, how the heat was just too much.
Them.
Yeah.
Well,
but the people that were there were having a good time, so that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. So there was plenty of room, at least at 8 o'clock when I came across. If you want to go, there was plenty of room on the log boom because it was not close. I don't ever remember it not being full and cram-packed when I came across the lake Sunday morning. Because I've been, how many years?
Several.
6 years now? 6 years? 6 Seafair Sundays I've come across the lake to do the show here?
Yep.
Huh.
Is it really? Huh.
Yeah, and so I was surprised. So, Gary, how did y'all fare in the heat this week?
Oh, we did pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't mind it, actually, so... I was fine. Finley did really well.
That would be Gary's daughter.
She actually slept through the night a couple of times, which is weird because it was pretty warm.
She's not usually a good sleeper.
No.
So it knocked her out, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had flat cats and flat dog in my house. Way too hot for me. Well, you know, I was melting last Sunday and hadn't even started yet. Talk about melting. Wednesday.
That was hot.
I went out. I had to do something. Went out in the morning and 12:30 coming back. I like 12:30, noon 30 on Wednesday. It was 102 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then by later in the afternoon in my neighborhood in Seattle, Laurelhurst, 106 degrees. I say, you know, we're not in Seattle anymore, Dorothy. What the heck is going on?
Wasn't that fun?
It was not fun at all, Gary. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You have water for blood or what?
I just kind of enjoyed it. Something different.
Okay, let me slap right, you later.
Yeah, well, we'll send all the heat to Gary's house.
There you go.
I never in a gazillion years in this whole lifetime did I ever imagine that yesterday I would be standing in the store getting something for this morning and saying, gosh, it's only 93 degrees. Who would have thought?
It's so cool.
Well, and there's one heck of a difference between like 90 degrees and 106 degrees.
Yeah, we found that out.
I mean, well, so I decided the way to get used to 90 degree weather, if you're not used to it, is go someplace where it's over 100 for a few days. Because I have to say, at least to me, I could tell a big difference. That 10 degrees was a big difference. And I used to wilt when it started going into the 80s. Well, I'm good to go now in the 80s. And even 90 I could tolerate, but I guess what saved us in the last couple of nights is it's cooled down during the night a bit. So at least my house is not as hot as it has been.
So you're getting used to it.
No, it's the temperature's coming down. But Sandy, you had a real scare at your house, and
I did.
And you know, of course, we've been running our summer heat tips, which we will do again. We'll run at 11 o'clock today. You need to know what to do if one of your animal friends is in trouble. So, Sandy, tell us what happened with you and your kitty Billy. You had a real scare.
Yeah, I did. Billy has a very nice, he's not a free roaming cat, and he has a very nice outside area, large, in the shade, and we had checked on him several times, and he was fine, just lounging around, watching the insects fly by, and all of a sudden I heard Linda screaming my name, and I went running outside to find Billy standing there panting with his mouth open, and then all of a sudden his eyes rolled back in his head, and he fell over.
Wow.
And I grabbed him up, and...
And Billy's an orange and white kitty.
He's an orange and white kitty.
And you said, what, he's about 13?
He's 13 years old, mm-hmm. And he's a small cat. He weighs about 11 pounds. So I snatched him up, and he was just like a limp washcloth. And as I'm running towards the house with him, I noticed my really large dog bowl filled with water sitting outside, and so I dunked him in it. Well, of course, when I did that, he gasped and his eyes opened up, and all the dogs ran over because they thought I was making cat tea.
Cat soup, huh?
Yeah, a little cat soup. I got him in the house. I took his temperature after I actually then ran more cooling water over him. He never fought it. He really was out of it. I took his temp after he was cooled down, and it was still 103.4.
Wow.
So he had heat stroke, right. And we
and that
were
was
watching
in the
him.
Shade.
It was in the shade. We were watching this cat. And this cat has no medical problems.
Yeah, he's a healthy
problems.
Cat.
He's
yeah.
a very healthy cat. So yeah. I was absolutely shocked.
Well, I know all of our appetites were down. None of the cats, either the cats or me, ate much this week. We just weren't that hungry.
Yeah, same here.
Annie Golden, she'll eat no matter what.
Well, yeah. The
but even she was
like
flat
Annie.
Catting, or flat dogging, and Scooty and G-Man were just flat catted. It's like, nobody was happy at my house.
Yeah, same at my house. And the fan was blowing air. We don't have air conditioning. It was just like, it was like the fan was in front of a fireplace. The air was so hot hitting you.
Yeah.
I thought I was in Atlanta.
Well, it's something else. So, anyway, I hope you all are faring well in the heat and that you are taking good care of your animal friends. It is Vet Sunday today, so Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, will be here for the show. And we, of course, will have open phone lines and be taking your animal medical care questions. And so if you've got questions about the heat and caring for your animals, we've got Dr. Al with us today and would love to entertain your questions. We're going to start off with, well, happening today. I've got one item, some follow-up and news. And I told you we've got our summer and hot weather tip at 11. We'll have current events as usual at 10:50 and a new pet of the week. And we will be giving away copies of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For. So if you'd like to win a copy of that great book, call in during today's show and talk Sandy out of it. Because Sandy has keys to the prize closet, and so you have to be nice to her. And we're all cranky because it's hot. Well, it's actually not hot in here.
No, it's nice in here.
Yeah, yeah. Never again will I complain about the air conditioner in this studio. I will just bring an extra.
That's right.
I wouldn't say never again. If it was the way it was a couple of years ago.
Well, yeah, we froze our granolas off,
yeah,
didn't we?
We may complain about that.
We were shaking.
We reserve the right to complain.
Well, I just bring always, like, I have a shirt, an extra shirt today. I always bring extra so I can pile on the clothes if it turns into the Arctic again. But actually, I'm grateful for that now. There were complaints at the local Tully's. People, it was lined out the door to go in there thinking it would be air conditioning, and they have air conditioning, but their unit isn't big enough for their store, so it doesn't feel like it. So everybody was upset. You go in there and you didn't feel like you were walking into air conditioning. Yeah, so if you had an air conditioning building, I'm sure you had lots of business this week.
Yeah, movie theaters are pretty popular.
All right, let's see. I guess I better get to business here. Keep us on track. And if anything goes wrong today, it's just because I melted. So, it's Gary's fault. No, it's Billy's fault. Don't point. See, Billy's already blaming Gary. He hadn't even started yet. He's pointing at Gary. It's Gary's fault.
Gone wrong yet.
Yeah, no, today it's your fault, Billy.
We've had a clean
2 weeks
13
from now,
months.
And you're going to be here next week too. So next week's going to be Billy's fault too. But then the following week, then it's all Gary's fault. Did you say you're going off with a storm? Is that what you're doing?
I'll be in Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. Well, probably cooler there than it is here.
Ironically, yeah.
All right. If you want something to do today besides Seafair, just don't get me started. You said you hate Seafair. The Blue Angels. They fly right over my house. They rattle your bones. And, you know, and I got caught by, I had kind of spaced it on Thursday, and I it was so hot, I was miserable. I just walked out onto my deck. I don't know what I was doing. I had to get something in the backyard or something, but I walked out. And, you know, I don't know what it is about those Blue Angels, but you don't hear them coming. It's just all of a sudden they're there. And I walked out at the split second that one came right over the house, scared the holy you-know-what out of me right there on the spot. It's a good thing I have a strong heart, or I wouldn't be here. I'll tell you what, and I'm... So, you know, and even the cats all bailed to the basement with Annie Golden when the planes fly. I mean, that my animals hate it. I used to lie. I guess I've gotten too... Sandy, we're just too old.
Is that what the problem is?
Well, I think
is?
It must be. I used to love them when I was a kid.
Oh, I've never loved them, so... It's like, I guess I just don't... I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get putting out all that jet fuel.
I don't get that anymore.
I don't get the money end of it. I don't get the buzzing across the bridge. I don't get it.
Well, and then you see the photographs of them. They're like an inch apart.
It's not entertainment to me.
Well, it isn't to me anymore either. It's bone rattling down to your foundations. But when they fly right over your house. You know, I mean, you can see the expression on the guy's face, you know. It's like,
yep.
It's too much. I told my animals one more day, and hopefully by next year we're back out in the country and they don't fly that far. north. So there we go. All right. So speaking of something other than Seafair you want to do today, it is Ginger's Pet Rescue 4th Annual Garage Sale. And it started on Friday and Saturday, and today is the last day. And I believe that they have pony rides and all kinds of good stuff. It is at Mary and Fran Roberts' home in Seattle. The address is 9116 First Avenue Northeast. That's by Northgate. 9116 First Avenue Northeast in Seattle for the last day of Ginger Pet Rescue's 4th Annual Garage Sale. All right. And let's, why don't we stay on time? We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors. That'll be novel, huh? We'll be on time for the first time. Let's just fake it for Billy. What do you say?
Right.
We'll just
tell. Be a good example.
Yeah, we're always on time, Billy. And we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we will continue, and I'll do a real quick follow-up animals in the news and the best good news about animals, and we'll get on with Vet Sunday. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
The live call-in show of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis has moved to Wednesdays at 1 p.m. So you can now get your free on-air readings with Metaphysical Mother and Divine Channel Robin Alexis at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. Robin helps countless people from around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. So call her for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Sundays at noon and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including Reiki Level 1 for Animals with Polly Klein on September 19th. Now's the time to enroll in the distance learning program to prepare for fall classes. For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk. We're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. All right, got to do a quick job here of animals in the news, and let's see, in the follow-up department. The state biologists say they have made contact with the state's second wolf pack. We talked about that, I think, just last week, and they have collared the alpha male. The wolf pack's presence has been confirmed in the remote forests of the northeast Washington's Penn Oriole County. As biologists track the pack, they believe is made up of at least one adult and three pups. Two wolf pups were also temporarily captured to equip them with ear tags. And the satellite telemetry collar on the male will be used to track the pack's movements. So, be interesting. See what they find out. Oh, huh? Tell us something we don't know. You know, I mean, sometimes government agencies are really brilliant. This is a new determination. Agencies have determined. Gary, bet you didn't know this. Big birds are risks to planes.
Really?
Yeah. Did you know that?
No. Never would have guessed that.
The risk of commercial airplanes crashing because they're struck by large birds is increasing. And design standards should be strengthened so that aircraft can withstand the collisions, federal safety officials said Tuesday.
I thought we already knew that. Isn't that why CSAC goes through?
Couldn't we have told them that?
Yeah.
I think we've been reporting on that for some time.
Yeah.
Let's see. The National Transportation Safety Board voted to recommend the Federal Aviation Administration revise its current standards, which require airframes be able to withstand a collision with a 4-pound bird and that the airplane tails be able to withstand an 8-pound bird. The recommendation didn't include the engines.
Wow, so what are the standards now?
Oh, well, the standards now, let's see. The airplane standards were established in the 1970s, but because of environmental protections, populations of most large bird species in North America have been increasing. Many of the species of greatest concern have average weights double or triple the current standards.
Yikes.
Air traffic also has increased dramatically, with annual takeoffs and landing in the United States forecast to surpass 1 billion by 2020. That means more planes and more large birds sharing the skies. Well, and I'm wondering, so they say that they need to make the tails stronger of the planes and the wings stronger, but they're nothing about the engines. Well, isn't that the biggest, isn't that what happened on the Hudson business? It wasn't it the geese? They all went into the engine.
Yeah.
So shouldn't they be doing something about the engines, you think?
It's up to the airports.
Well, maybe we just need to quit flying. Leave that to the birds. It's time to go back to a simpler lifestyle.
Get the horse and buggy out.
Horse and buggy.
Yeah, we weren't ever designed to fly. Leave that to the birds. Maybe that is... Oh, never mind. All right, let's see. What else in the... This could even be good news. After our show with Mary Gettin a couple weeks ago and what the orca whales have to say, the federal agency in charge of protecting Puget Sound orcas proposed new rules Tuesday to prohibit vessels from coming closer than 200 yards of the endangered mammals. NOAA Fisheries Services said the rules safeguard killer whales, which depend on sophisticated sonar to navigate and forage for food. The whales can be affected by underwater noise from boats and vessels that approach too close or block their paths, the agency said. Well, we just told them that a couple weeks ago. I mean, that whales told us that. I mean, you know, Granny says they enjoy seeing the humans and interacting and all of that, but it's just gone way overboard. Because there's too many boats and there's too much noise. So this is actually a good thing. The proposed rules would prohibit vessels from intercepting or parking in the path of a whale. It also sets up a half-mile no-go zone along the west side of San Juan Island, where most vessels won't be allowed from May 1st to September 30th. There is a 90-day period for public comment, and NOAA will hold public hearings September 30th in Seattle and October 5th in Friday Harbor on San Juan Island, if you would care to chime in. But I certainly, after hearing from the whales, I'm certainly in favor of supporting that. All right. Then in the news, speaking of whales, I don't think they would have prevented this, but the threatened whale killed by a ship this week. A cruise ship arrived at Port of Vancouver with a dead whale lodged in its bow. The Princess Cruise Line's Sapphire Princess was docked at the Canada Place Terminal Saturday with a whale stuck to its front. It appeared to be a 70-foot-long fin whale, a threatened species in Canada, said an expert. And the video shows the half-submerged whale dwarfed by the enormous vessel. I did happen to see that. The video was not... It's really a shame. Really a shame. Okay. The next thing... Hey, guess what time of year it is?
Seafair?
Well, no. We've been there already. It is seal pup babysitting time on Alki Beach.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we had... The neighbors officially formed Seal Sitters in 2007 after a bumper crop of baby seals resulted in seal pups on Alki Beach nearly every day during the seal pupping season, which gets underway now and continues through September. So there's a group of folks that come out and put yellow tape around and establish a 100-foot zone. Remember, we've had Brenda Peterson, who started the group, mm-hmm. and has written the books about a lot about the sound and so forth. And there's a picture of her. And by the way, you can search seals on Seattle Times. She'll come up with this. Here are some seal tips. to learn more to become a or to become a volunteer for Seal Sitter, go to the website www.sealsitters.org. S-E-A-L, Sitters, S-I-T-T-E-R-S.org, sealsitters.org. Local NOAA Stranding Hotline is 206-526-6733. To report a seal pup on the beach in West Seattle, Seal Sitters Dispatch phone number is 206-905-7325. In an emergency, if a seal pup is being being attacked by people, dogs, or is in other grave danger, call the NOAA Enforcement Hotline at 800-853-1964 or local law enforcement at 911. Harming a marine mammal is a criminal offense. And if you'd like to see pictures of the baby seals at Alki, the website is www.robinlindseyphotography.com, and that's Robin, like the bird, R-O-B-I-N, Lindsey, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, robinlindseyphotography.com. So remember, leave the baby seals alone. Oh, now this is, you know, I've mentioned this before about wind farms and the windmill deals. Remember, there's been problems with some of the wind farms around the country, and all right, the bats in the area are being killed. Well, here's in Pacific County here, wind farm may put seabird at risk. Energy Northwest is proposing to build a wind farm with as many as 32 turbines near Nacelle, but opponents worry about the federally protected marbled murrelet. The Daily News reports the proposed 82-megawatt wind project would be within the flight path of the robin-sized seabird listed as threatened in 1992. Advocates say the project would create jobs and help utilities meet a state mandate for renewable energy. Environmentalists say it could threaten the marbled murrelet population. So, once again, man versus nature. See how that shakes out. Okay. I think we'll not do that one. And let's see. Oh, this would be interesting. How about an official at Cairo, Egypt airport says a foot-long baby crocodile wriggled out of a passenger's hand luggage on an Egypt airplane and caused panic on a flight from the United Arab Emirates. Yeah, maybe on an airplane, have a little alligator.
I could see how that would cause panic.
A little crocodile or alligator wandering around. A crew member snared the reptile and calmed passengers. No one on the flight claimed the croc. Which, somebody just, oh, it was in my bag. I was just smuggling a baby crocodile. Sorry about that. Now, speaking of where, now this is not good. But this was, and this is, thanks, Peg Bauer. Peg sent this to me. About 150 birds seized in fighting investigation. And when you hear that, what do you think? Roosters? Cockfighting?
Right.
Huh? Look at this. Police seized approximately 150 birds and arrested 19 people in a Connecticut home Sunday in an investigation of alleged finch and canary fighting.
Oh, my God.
Police seized cash, canaries, finches, and bird cages from a home in Shelton, Connecticut. In addition to the 150 birds, mainly saffron finches, police seized their cages and $8,000 in cash from the home. The 19 people, all originally from Brazil, are being charged with animal cruelty and illegal gambling. The homeowner was also charged with interfering with officers. The police say they've never seen or heard of this kind of bird fighting before. That's news to me. Have you ever heard of this, Sandy?
I've never heard of it.
And he says, this is news to us. Finches are much easier to keep under the radar than roosters because they make little less noise and they wouldn't arouse suspicions if someone had a lot of them. Police obtained a search warrant after a month-long investigation and raided the home after receiving tips that an illegal fight was scheduled to take place. They removed the birds with the help of the Department of Agriculture, and at least four of the finches had eye injuries.
Now, where was this again, Martha?
Shelton, Connecticut.
That's okay. One of the most bizarre stories I've
ever
heard.
That is.
Yeah, isn't that unusual? Okay, well, how about we change gears, and since we're done with the bad news, how about... Now, did you do your homework? Did you find us instead of Walking on Sunshine for good? Did you find us a rainy day song?
No, it's cooled down. I thought we'd stay with Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, okay. In that case, it's time for the best good news about animals. Woohoo! Well, not always. Not all, you know, who would have thought I'd be saying that? We're always woohooing and what? Never mind. I'm looking forward to rain. Okay, let's see. A couple of great photos in the paper this week. Tuesday, Seattle Times, meal ticket lands. This is an adult osprey returns to its nest with pieces of food as its young raises up in anticipation of another meal. The raptor built its home high atop a light pole in the industrial area along the Duwamish River, south of the West Seattle Bridge. So look at what a great picture they got of that osprey.
Oh, wow.
Landing back down into the nest.
That's nice.
Pretty cool. All right, and then thought we'd honor the heat wave. This made the front page on Wednesday. Hottest day ever, they're saying, and it's one of the fun things in the heat is, of course, the yellow lab jumping up to be squirted in the face with the hose. And I have to say that happened right outside of my house because I was out watering my front yard the other day, and I wasn't paying attention, and a guy and his dog were walking by, and all of a sudden they were in the water, and I'm saying, oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. And he's saying, no, please, squirt us. So I actually got this hose down, a neighbor and the dog.
Nice. Nice.
In front of the house. All right, and I have to say there was a lack of good news this week, and the winner of the best good news about animals is was an elephant car wash raises zoo cash. Now, of course, you think elephant car wash, you think that big pink elephant, right? No, this is a literal elephant car wash. One of the highlights of the wildlife safari in Winston, Oregon, is a pay-for-service elephant car wash. For $20, visitors can have their car washed by the zoo's elephants, who scrub with sponges and rinse with their trunks. An innovative way to raise money in tough economic climate. Then there's a little picture of the elephant washing the car. Isn't that cool?
Wow, it really is an elephant car wash.
Yeah. So that's the best I can do for you. And the good news about
that's
animals.
Really funny.
Yeah, all right. So there we go. All right. Done with the news? It's time to start Vet Sunday, so we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, this is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So please support our advertisers and sponsors. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Al Pluckner with us, and we will begin Vet Sunday. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know, even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. That's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources, protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a Missing Link formula for dogs, one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There's a bird formula and a horse formula and a Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for the missing link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasily is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Today's pampered pets deserve a big apology. Pets are fed the same processed foods meal after meal, which they would never eat in the wild. Research continues to prove that the more we consume processed foods, the more health suffers. Over 25 years of Dr. Wysong's research has proven that pets suffer the same degenerative diseases plaguing their human friends. Pets don't have a choice about what's put in their bowl, and their human caretakers have been led to believe that they're doing the right thing by feeding this way. Learn more at www.wysong.net. Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. It's Vet Sunday. And, of course, we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It, of course, is also Seafair Sunday. And joining us once again, who used to be here for Seafairs, but doesn't live here anymore, that would be Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. Good morning, Dr. Al.
Morning, Martha. How are you?
We're hanging in there. We're
warm up there, huh?
It has been very warm up here.
Oh, unbelievable.
And, of course, you're the one that should be complaining about the heat in Southern California, but I think we're hotter than you are.
Well, yeah, I'm in Santa Monica, so.
What's the temperature down there?
At night, it's about 67. And during the day, it's probably 80.
But well, you've got our weather.
Huh?
You've got our weather. I mean,
well, everything's reversed too. I mean, look at the East Coast, the Midwest with the storms. Whoa.
Yep. I was with friends this week, and a friend of a friend who had come out from New Hampshire, saying that they had the rainiest summer they've ever had, and she had looked forward to coming out here to Seattle to get into the sunshine. It's like, what's wrong with that picture?
Close to the sunshine, didn't she?
Yeah, she sure did, and it's been. Well, it was 106 in my neighborhood on Wednesday.
That's what I understand. I hope, you know, hopefully it's going to, next couple of days, start to cool off, get rid of that high pressure area. If it moves on out, then I think temperatures will start to go back to normal.
Yeah, it is cooling off a little more at night up here the last few nights, but it's supposed to be in the 90s today, isn't it?
You kind of wonder, too, what, you know, we're in store for winter-wise.
Well, now, I was told we're supposed to have a mild winter because of we're into La Nina, but I don't know if
that's... La Nina here, what that's going to do is basically that'll make probably us have a very, very wet winter.
Ah.
That's what usually occurs, so we'll see how it goes. But, you know, we're in drought situations. I mean, you look around the city now, and people are pulling their lawn out and putting in plants that really don't take much water. They're putting in fountain grass, like Tennessee, they're putting in a lot of cactus and stuff.
I don't have a green lawn anymore. I have brown.
Right.
Along with, I think, most everybody. And if there's like one guy on our block that's watering his grass.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing, you know, and what you're seeing a lot of down here, too, is in grassy areas, they're now doing the newer types of AstroTurf that are really elegant.
Oh, wow.
That you can put in.
So fake grass.
Yeah, so, you know, the world, at least... For now, the world seems to be changing a lot, at least here in the United States, you know, with everything, as you know, with
yeah.
the financial market, with health care.
Yep, everything's changing. Now, I hope that it's true that we're having a mild winter, because with this summer we're having, which is so unusual, we had the unusual, horrendous winter last winter, and all those the snow and...
Well, we did, too, in Idaho.
Yeah, Gary, what didn't we... The first time in 15 years, we had to do a recorded repeat of Animal World because we couldn't get to the studio.
right?
It was,
I think we had 146 inches of snow, which is the worst, I think, winter that Idaho's ever had. And I conned my son and daughter-in-law and new granddaughter, you know, into living up there going, hey, oh, this is the banana belt. But it's like I told them, no, I guess it was the frozen banana belt.
I guess, well, that's right, because you were retired in the wilderness of Idaho, and then you went back into practice down in Southern California, which you had practiced for so many years, and so your son and daughter-in-law are taking care of the property in Idaho.
Right, and I just recently was up there for 4 days.
You just got back a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And you had trouble getting back, so how what's going on in Idaho? Are they having the heat waves that we're having here?
Yeah, it's warm up in our timber. I talked to Jay last night. I was saying when I was up there, it wasn't that bad. It was probably in the 80s, low 80s.
Oh, okay.
And at night it would cool down. It was actually cooler there than it was here in Santa Monica. But when I went up there, I'd go up there not to vacation because he's working the entire time. I'd go up there to help him. And so we spent the whole time digging 2.5-foot holes along the fence line and dropping in 6x6 posts and cementing them.
Oh, so you had a nice vacation. You were digging fence posts,
We're trying to get everything protected to keep the cattle out because, they kill the little trees. They contaminate. They do everything they shouldn't do. And they eat all the forage that we put out for, the wildlife.
Well, that's interesting because we've talked about this before, some of these government-run programs where ranchers are allowed to let their cattle roam in the wilderness.
Right, they're only
but you're saying they do a lot of damage.
Well, there are only two states that allow that, Idaho and Montana. And what it is...
Well, don't we allow some of that here in Washington?
I don't know if they have free range up there or not.
I think we do. I think we started... We were mouthing off about that on the show because of what you've told us has happened in Idaho, that those cattle come in and just destroy a lot of the vegetation.
Well, and then the agencies up there, too, there are agencies, EPA, whatever, that do not want contamination. So even if you were working in an area, they don't want a pond or something where you're going to get silt going into. We have Canyon Creek that runs down into the Clearwater and through Dorshak. And so they're all concerned about that. Well, everything we do, we put a catch basin so that when the water fills up in the thing for the year, not only does it help the wildlife of all sorts, but it catches silt, and then we come in with a excavator and able to, every few years, dig it on out and take the pretty topsoil. None of it goes into the creek. However, the state allows cattle in there to defecate and urinate, and we're kind of going, come on, guys. I think the day of having a big herd of cattle and no land and putting them upon somebody else where they are damaging private property, and then the property taxes go up, and like Jay says, hey, come on, guys, how can the property taxes go up when the cattle are killing everything and doing all this stuff? If anything, they should go down. And so all we can do is it forces us to put in and pay for 5 miles of fencing, and we're doing it ourselves, and bought the peeler poles, bought the corner posts, got to get the equipment in, have to use a skid steer with an auger. We're in steep areas. We're so steep when I was up there. My son was with one unit down near one of our lakes, which we're trying to, on the three lakes we have also, we're trying to fence everything to keep the cattle out of there.
Wow.
And I'd actually have to take the big bulldozer and pull him out of some of those holes. I'm going, be careful, I don't want to lose my son doing this. But, so it puts us in a tough situation. But,
Well, that's a lot of money you're having to spend and a lot of work you're having to go to protect your land from someone else's cattle.
Exactly. And at this point in time, everybody's fed up with it, but nobody will do anything about it, So we will. We'll just slowly but surely keep fencing.
Well, sounds like it wouldn't be a bad idea for us to stop eating as much beef, too, huh?
Well, it's gonna get that way, and I think, and I have nothing against doing this. It's just that it just seems to me that, you know, if you are going to raise cattle, it is your responsibility to have an area for them and even raise your own feed for them, what have you, as opposed to just turning them loose. Then what they do is they come up maybe every month and a half, 2 months, you know, to see if the wolves have killed any of the cattle or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole thing is really, really a little archaic, and it's damaging the environment, and I think something's going to have to be done about it. But, you know, where do you go? How do you do it? I'm looking, trust me, online for agencies that, you know, can come in and better manage, you know, land use. So it's all part of what, you know, what we're trying to do in the environment right now. We need to protect it. We need to use it. We need to enhance it. But we don't need to destroy it and, you know, cause contamination where, you know, eventually there's going to be nothing left for us or our animals, you know.
All right. Well, folks, it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, and we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors here. But, Dr. Al, when we get back, before we start talking about the imbalance, and we will open the phone line, folks, for any of your animal or human medical care questions, because we're having such a horrendous heat wave, and we are running our heat tip today, but before we got you on the line, Sandy was telling us a story about how she almost lost her cat this week to heat stroke. And even though they were paying very close attention, and this was at home and cat in the shade and all of that, so gonna simply because you've practiced all of your career in Southern California where it's hot, when we get back, I'm going to ask you if you've got any tips on how to keep our animal friends cool in this heat. So we'll pick Dr. Al's brain about keeping our animal friends safe in this heat as Animal World continues. So stay with us. We continue right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. All of their products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canada and Feel-A-Day all-natural pet foods. Go to www.canaday.com for more information.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, and pay close attention, Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today, 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011.
Robin Alexis has channeled a new energy portal called the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. You can check out the information about this new energy portal on her website, robinalexis.com. Click on the large button on the right side of the website that says, "Are you guided by your higher self?" Click here to visit the Sacred Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Your experience here will mend your soul's heart and recalibrate your senses to the divine. In addition to receiving access to the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal, your subscription will include a copy of the ebook, Robin Song. Access to the special priority forum for subscribers only, to read and to post into, and access to the special calendar for subscribers only to learn about special meditation events that will only be for those who have subscribed. For more in-depth information, check out the Mary Magdalene Reiki Energy Portal on Robin's website, robinalexis.com. It's Robin's hope that future generations will continue to bathe in the light of this sacred Reiki Healing Energy Portal.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of our Seafair edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're just getting started with Vet Sunday. Dr. Al Pluckner is here, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. Phones will be open for the rest of today's show. If you have an animal or human medical care question, or something you'd like to comment about or ask about, we are here. And of course, the Animal World Prize Closet is open. We have copies of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For. So if you'd like a copy of the book, or if you'd like to talk to Dr. Al, local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance, if you are out of our local calling range, is 1-888-298-KKNW, which translates to 888-298-5569. And you can send us an email anytime during the show that we will get here in the studio to our live email address at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So, Dr. Al.
Right. Hi.
It's hot up here. And Sandy's cat. Well, Sandy, tell Dr. Al what happened with Billy. She's putting her headset on and turning her mic on here. Gonna make you work today, Sandy.
I see that. I was resting on the internet.
Your laurels again. I knew that.
You know that. Well,
I knew that.
Billy was outside.
He's a 13-year-old orange and white kitty, very healthy, no problems, right?
Right? Absolutely no problems at all, knock on wood. We had been checking on him. He's in his outdoor area, which is quite spacious, under trees, a fan blowing out in that area also.
And shaded.
And shaded. And I heard Linda screaming to come quick, and I went running out only to see Billy standing there with his mouth open, panting, and then his eyes rolled back in his head, and he fell over. At that point, he was out. He was like a limp washcloth when I picked him up, and I dunked him in a big bowl of water.
The dog's water bowl. She dunked him in the water bowl.
The dog said I was making cat soup.
Right.
And when I put him down into the cold water, well, it wasn't real cold, but, you know, cool water, he gasped and his eyes opened up, and then I took him in the house and continued to wet him down as well as I could. I took his temp after probably about 10 minutes, and it still was 103.4. And
which is not bad.
Right, but I think it probably was higher before I started. Maybe not. But, you know, we watched him the rest of the day, and a couple times he started to get panty, but I kept wetting him down every hour or so.
Right.
And he seemed to do okay, and he was fine in the evening. So,
But that's pretty scary.
It wasn't scary. Like
he was stuck someplace in, you know, a confined area that was like a car or something that was heated up.
He would have been his history.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But and I would have met sounds like if you hadn't have been there, he probably would have died.
Right. I was really surprised.
So you got any wisdom for us, Dr. Al?
Well, yeah, you know, people have to realize, too, that animals normally do not sweat except between their toes. So the only way they get rid of heat, if you will, is through respiration, panting.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get to a point, and they have a fur, they all usually, unless they're a Rex or, you know,
yeah, they're covered with
Chinese
hair.
Crested.
Yeah, they're covered with
yeah,
fur.
Yeah, they've got a fur coat on. And so when
and their body temperature is higher than ours to begin with. They're
yeah, it's 100.5 usually to 102.5.
That's
and
normal.
So that's normal. And what happens then is they pant and they get heated up. They keep panting and panting and panting. And often they can't get rid of this insensible heat. And so as their temperature rises, they go into heat prostration. Now, what you can consider doing, I think, one, everybody should have a thermometer, a rectal thermometer, as Sandy had said, just to check on the temperature. Two, during the heat like this, definitely ice cubes are indicated in the water dishes, and as they melt, they get plenty of water, but it will be cool. Three, you can use some of those spritz bottles they use at the beach to spray water onto the patient so that as you're doing something like this, the evaporation will cool the patient down. And then, like, for years and years and years, we've used alcohol on the pads of the dogs and cats. And as that evaporates, that really drops the temperature probably a degree or so. And it was interesting.
Oh, okay. So Sandy could have, when she's cooling off Billy, she could have put, now I think we've talked about this before, you can use rubbing alcohol, but I think...
remember one of your clients, one of your listeners called in, I don't know if she's a pediatric.
Yeah, said it was better to use alcohol,
use liquor. Distilled, yeah, in case it is absorbed like a transdermal and goes to the liver, it's safer to use gin, vodka, something like that.
So Sandy, you have to break open the liver, the liquor cabinet, and coat Billy's pads.
I can.
No, Sandy, what you have to do is you have to leave a little bit for your cat's paw.
Okay. Heck, then my dogs are going to think, oh, not only are we getting cat soup, but we're having cat cocktails now.
There you go.
So did you think of that, Sandy?
No, actually, I never thought
to put that alcohol on his feet. Yeah.
And
on,
you
on
could
the
actually,
pads.
At the same time, you could do your own feet. And trust me, it's really cool.
It feels
but
good.
But the other end of the stick, too, is you can always get into your vet. They could do IVs with cool fluid to cool things off in a big hurry. I recently saw the most beautiful little white French bulldog, and I love Frenchies. And these people came in screaming. The dog had dropped dead from heat as they were walking it.
Oh.
So I showed the staff how to take the temperature. And on the thermometer, it would only go up to 109.9. And that's where it was. So,
And was this dog still alive?
No.
And the dog
saliva
was,
you could see where the saliva had come out of his mouth. And you know that dog had been in a locked car.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and but the ticket here is if you think that, you know, when you're getting up over 100 and say 3.5, you know, go ahead, you know, take the temperature, do the alcohol on the feet, do the cold water, even to a point where if they go to the vets, what we often do is submerge them, even do cold water enemas while we're perfusing cold fluid into their bloodstream. And so, yeah, it can be handled. But I think the point of it is prevention. So you need
absolutely.
To look ahead of time, but also be prepared. Because if something like this happens, then you know exactly what to do. And if you even question it, you're not sure, do the alcohol on the feet. Always do the ice cubes. You know, do things that will keep our little friends, basically healthy and comfortable, or basically like you did, Sandy, submerge them.
Well, and this is just such an important lesson for everyone, though, because, you know, Sandy's a vet tech. She knows what she's doing. They fortunately were home there, but again, it wasn't like Billy the cat.
Since she fell off the roof, though, Martha.
Oh, guy, that's right. See, something happened. She did fall off the roof recently.
Yeah.
Must have. But I mean, it wasn't like Billy was closed in someplace.
Thanks, Al.
Where it was too hot. I mean, Billy was in his little outdoor kitty condo under the trees in the shade.
Still hot, though.
But it still was so hot. Yeah.
Sure.
Wow. So, folks, we got to be careful about, ourselves and our animal friends. And on these really hot days, I mean, I guess it's important to, you know, stay close to home and stay close to them to monitor, even if they're in a shaded area.
Right, and if it turns out that you're in an area, and you're not, obviously, thankfully, that things are that hot all the time, I know it's a radical deal, but the ticket is probably go ahead and cut the coat, flip the coat off.
Oh, shave the animal.
Like you,
okay.
With it, yeah, like, you know, and some you can imagine, some of the Samoyeds now, some of the Huskies, the Malamutes and things, the German Shepherds.
Yeah,
I mean, if it were in an environment where it was going to be this hot all the time, hey, do a summer clip on them.
Just
period.
Shave them down. Well, and especially if the dark color, like Newfoundlands, the black, the all black dogs, they're in even more trouble.
Yeah, they are, and they're
they absorb the heat.
The only way they can get rid of that body heat is through respiration, and they can only pant so far before the temperature starts going up, and that's it.
All right. Okay, well, stay cool, everybody. We are going to close out this first hour of Animal World and start up hour number two. And we've got open phone lines. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. Now, hopefully we're expecting a call from one of your clients, Dr. Al. Ken is supposed to check in and share with us Jazz's story, which is...